This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is also brought to you by Dallas Truck World. DallasTruckWorld.com is your one-stop shop for pre-owned vehicles. They've got over 30 brands, hundreds of models, and all of those you can check out at DallasTruckWorld.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford, built for Texas, built for you, the man who is always on time. Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Sir, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin, Corey, Mike. Good morning. Beautiful day here in North Texas.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this kind of question comes up a lot in combat sports and fighting, but I'm curious, with the injuries, with it looking like a seventh-round quarterback is going to be your starting quarterback on Sunday, what do you view as the Cowboys' most likely path to victory Sunday night against the Eagles?
Oh, I think we've got to protect that. He's got to protect the ball. Our young quarterback needs to protect the ball. That's hard to do. I'll assure you their game plan is to create havoc for him and make him make mistakes. That's what you do with a young quarterback. Most young quarterbacks that I've seen come in and do just that. And so he's got to pick his spots. I was listening to the station this morning, and they were talking about when Romo made his debut. And I think his first play threw the ball up in the air, and it was intercepted, knocked out, went right above his head, and they grabbed it right there on top of him, kind of shoved it back into him. So my point is, this is to address what he really needs to do, and that is protect that ball. He's very capable of making plays with his feet, very capable of making plays with his arm, but those need to be very judicious.
Jerry, a couple of weeks ago you told us that, you know, with Andy Dalton, obviously the expectations kind of change a little bit. And I'm kind of curious, with now Benintendi and kind of where the team stands, do you change your expectations again? And kind of what are you looking for? What are you looking for growth from the defense and the offensive side? And maybe, as Steven said, some of that evolution of this team.
Well, that's just an excellent question. And
thank you.
I was just on the field with Dalton and visiting with him, and he's should be ready to go next week. He's first concussion, but improving from his symptoms. But still, he should be out there. There's no question that he's your ticket. He's an outstanding player for this role, and would expect him to, as we go on into the remainder of the season, really be available and be under these circumstances be very productive. What I do think is we'll have more continuity in our offensive line. We'll get Looney back some this week. I'm not sure how much, but hopefully some. And of course, that'll add to the veteran aspect. And needless to say, compared to the other day against Washington, to have Martin back is daylight and dark. And so, you know, I think that we've got to work there, and we've got to make sure that we are designed, and we are designed to live within our means with our offensive line and with our basically how we approach winning this game. A lot of games are won in the NFL with keep the ball, keep possession of the ball. Basically, even in today's time, with the emphasis, and it seems like the emphasis there is on scoring, still a lot of games are won the way we need to play this game to win it.
So, Jerry, we have Brian Broaddus now on our team, and we're excited to have him. And he was breaking down the film, and he thought that Connor McGovern did a pretty good job, and that he was hoping that maybe Zach Martin coming back could be like your Larry Allen and bounce out to tackle to keep McGovern on your starting five. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, McGovern did do a good job, and I think you make two spots that you've got to adjust for when you move a player. The one that he's going to, in this case the left tackle, Martin, would go to left tackle. That's new, although Martin's very capable of being an outstanding left tackle in the NFL. He was in college. But the point is that you move two places. We'll go with just leaving him at guard this week.
Always fascinated to hear, you know, older players or former players talk about the team, and always fascinated to kind of get your thoughts on it. Now, yesterday, Danny White said, looking at it from the outside, and that's the key, he thought it looked like there was a lot of me-first players on the team. Do you believe that, and how can you tell if somebody is a me-first player?
Well, I respect Danny, to say the least. Not that I'm fixing to question Danny in any way. I'm not. But I really respect him. He knows what he's talking about, and he was quick to point out from that vantage point. Danny's not at 50,000 feet. He's at about 3,000 or 4,000 feet. He's got a good read. And, you know, me first, that covers a lot of ground when you think about it. First of all, unquestionably, we have the ultimate team sport. We put the most players out there, and the more people you got on the field, the more you have a team sport, not to be tried. But the point is, we do need to sync up. We do need to play to our responsibilities. Everybody has a responsibility, and that's really what you ought to have your mind on, by the way, before you get ready to go out there and play a game. And before, while you're in the game, is your mind needs to be on the game, and it needs to be focused in on doing your assignment. You let a lot of people down in football when you don't do your assignment. A lot of people down. Receiver doesn't go to the right route. He doesn't clear out. We all know all of that. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important that we all get that mentality. I can't speak for Danny. I wouldn't dare because he's so competent. But my idea of thinking about someone else would be to do your assignment well.
Does it ever bother you at all? Because I know you're in touch with, like, what people say, and you're always listening. Does it bother you at all when people, not Danny White, but just fans or whoever, think that the Cowboys have an organization of paycheck players, or they throw that accusation? Does that bother you as the person who put the team together?
Yes. Yes. I'm very much into the perception and the interest in the Cowboys. That's trite almost for me to say that. And so you're so right from my very beginning. I wanted to show them. I wanted to show them by and through what I could do to help the Cowboys. And so it's always been that. But to say that from my standpoint that I'm not to say it, but I'm directly attuned to ultimately what our fans think. Now, we all know that fans have a lot of different opinions, and you can't do them all, and you were not about to do them all. You couldn't have any success at all if you do that. So, but yes, I'm very attuned to listening, and I do listen.
Boy, Jerry, this leads me into this question. And when you took over the Dallas Cowboys in 1989, you traded the best player on the team, Herschel Walker, and it set you up for the dynasty that you had pretty early in your career. Since then, you, as far as I can tell, as remember, you've never traded a really good player from your team to add draft picks or to look towards the future. Why is that? And is maybe now a time to look at some of your better pieces on the team and go, it might be best to help me out more in 2022 or 2023?
Well, you know, I'm going to give you the canned answer. We're always looking to improve. On the other hand, I feel very strongly that we've got a core of really outstanding players in the NFL. And it hadn't been but a month ago or 6 weeks ago that was getting unanimous thought around the NFL. We've got some outstanding players. We've got a lot of tread on the tire left on most of those key players. And so fundamentally, when you look at our core base of players, there's a lot of ways to define it. As you know, in the NFL, 10% of the players get two-thirds of the money. In the NFL, 10% of the players get two-thirds of the money. Mm. And so my point is that you better have good players getting that money in terms of just that aspect of it, just financial, apart from what's inside them. And, boy, I love what's inside Lawrence. I love what's inside our linebacker, Jalen Smith. And, man, do I like what's inside Collins and Tyron Smith and Martin. And so when you take and put where we're expending our dollars talent-wise or what's inside them and the tire they've got left, tread they've got left on the tire, I love our core base.
Jerry, you also recently talked a little bit about being influenced by certain people, and you've had a lot of different people in, you know, that we know of, Al Davis, Barry Switzer, that you've kind of gone to back and forth. And I'm just kind of wondering, like, who does influence Jerry Jones now and in the past? Who's influenced you, and what about their knowledge was it that helped helped sway your decision sometimes?
That's a fair question. I think a lot of Bill Pullion. That's very active today, a lot of it in a lot of different ways. I think a lot of John Madden today. Mm-hmm. But they're just their view of the NFL. But I could go on and on. Bill Belichick, to me, is a very great thinker and got a good look at everything. But I'm giving names that are obvious names that we're all familiar with. I had spent a lifetime conferring and talking with people that are substantive or have excelled in the areas that I'm in. That's actually how I do it. And yes, by the time I finish most days, I'm hoarse. Not necessarily from in the weeds, just minding the business of the day. It's usually because I've had and called on all kinds of input that from people. And it's amazing how we as human beings, when I ask and you get over in our areas that we're interested in or have spent some time in, it is absolutely amazing how we'll spill it. And we'll give a doctor's degree from the perspective of our experience. I'm talking human beings, Will. And so one of the most, I used to read about people and call them up on the phone and literally go see them I never met them, just to talk to them about how they got to where they got, and they would receive me.
The NFL, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's it, thank you.
The NFL trade deadline is on Tuesday, and it's a fascinating day because that is also election day. Have you voted early so you can make sure you're available for any wheeling and dealing that needs to be done on Tuesday?
Well, let me, and I'm going to smile as I say this and what have you. You asked me the question, and then you said, did you vote for that reason? Well, first of all, let me answer the first part. I have voted.
Okay.
Yes. And I voted because I didn't want to stand in line on the election. And so I got that vote in for that right there. And absolutely, we will be attentive and ready and not be worrying about looking at some kind of national returns and be thinking about what we're doing with this football team on election day.
Would you anticipate anything for better or worse happening in Sunday's game that could tip your hand one way or another in terms of Tuesday's trade deadline?
Oh, I just haven't given that a thought. If you're talking about a phone call during the game and I'm being trite, or you're talking about something that I see evaluating a player, no. You know, I've said it and I mean it. Had I known that we were going to be having the season we're having, had I known that we were going to really take this dip that we're having relative to where we'd planned to be, then I would have really been excited about hiring Mike McCarthy and putting this group of coaches together. I've got my man, and I've got the way to handle through these tough times.
Well, we appreciate talking with you every single week, and obviously we're amped up for Sunday night's game and hope you have the time to have some Halloween fun tomorrow as well.
Well, it's one of my favorite nights, and I like tricked.
Fantastic. All right. Thank
Bye,
you
Jerry.
Very much, Jerry.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.